Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We're going to talk about a person, and then we're going to talk about this little structure behind me. The person in question is this Santa Rosa County citizen that we've dealt with so many times I can't even count. We have responded to this trailer behind us 76 times, and that's for everything from warrant services. We've served two search warrants here. We've arrested people out of the house, and they continue to sell drugs. They kept doing it, and then we initiated a forfeiture.
All right, not to quibble, but you can't say you can't count how many times you've had to deal with him and then say it's been 76 times. I mean, you got to pick one, Sheriff Johnson. Just kidding. This is yesterday at a Gulf Breeze property where he and Colton Wright, County Commissioner Colton Wright, were there, so District 5. And, you know,
was it Colton's house? I'm so kidding.
Ouch. All right. Good thing he likes us.
I know.
He likes you a lot.
He's the straight arrow of his group.
He absolutely
is. Always has been.
So he's at this house, obviously, 76 calls for service, selling the drugs.
So now, as of today, this behind me belongs to Santa Rosa County. It does not belong to the drug dealers anymore.
It's ours, bro, not yours anymore. And it's kind of cool because in the shot, they've got the excavator in the background, you know, like waiting to act.
Our medical examiner, the other day, they came out with a report. We have the highest number of overdoses per capita in the state, right here in the First Circuit, which is Okaloosa, Walton, Santa Rosa, and Escambia. We have more overdoses per capita than any other place in the state. And that's saying something when you consider how populated, you know, Miami and the other places are. So this is going to take a bite out of that for Santa Rosa County.
Most definitely. And, you know, you make them flee. They flee somewhere else, but at least they got to flee. And, you know, they're not doing it here, right?
One thing is, when we respond to places like this, it puts drug dealers on notice. Before, yeah, we could take your car, you know, we could take your drugs, we could take your money. But now, you sell dope out of your house in Santa Rosa County, and we get enough information on you, and we get enough probable cause to file a civil action against you, we will take your home.
We will take your home. Amen. I like it. Colton Wright spoke a little.
I would bet everyone standing here today has been affected by drug abuse, with a family member or a friend or someone they've known. It touches everyone's lives, and I think putting pressure on them, if we can get the drug dealers out of the area, it's going to be a lot harder for that scourge to continue to happen in Santa Rosa County.
Rule number one in politics, make sure you get the good mic. but no, it's a serious thing.
No, he's lost a lot of friends. Me too, to drugs and,
yeah,
and Colton. Yeah, he knows what he's talking about.
It's a big deal. Look, and, Deanna Oleski, the medical examiner, has said this, that, you know, we had more drug overdoses here, and you had Ashley Moody came to town about this and, you know, trying to figure out what to do with this problem. Well, be a little bit more aggressive. Seize the house. Destroy the house. You might say, well, you know, don't we have a housing shortage? Yeah, I don't think this is the solution. You know, like re-renting the drug house out is the answer. No, you bulldoze that. Let somebody come in there and build something a little bit better. And I particularly like this expression from Sheriff Johnson.
So this puts all the dopers in Santa Rosa County on notice. If you're going to sell dope in Santa Rosa County, we're going to arrest you, and we're going to try to take as much stuff from you as we can.
Amen. Do it. Absolutely. 614 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, we were talking about 15 minutes ago. We were talking about my experience with Living Color, the Rolling Stones, the Ford Tempo, in case you weren't listening. The short version is I missed seeing Living Color because my friend's Ford Tempo broke down on the highway. It was a brand new car, and it stopped working. So we had to go in a different car, got there to see the Stones, but not Living Color, which is what I wanted to see. Somebody texted in and said, did you ever find out what happened to the Tempo? Oh, yeah. So Ford Tempos at the time had this thing called an inertia safety switch that was designed to cut off fuel to the engine if you were in a wreck. And if it, you know, but in this case, I think what happened is he stopped too suddenly on the highway, you know, stop and go traffic, and it stopped and the car shut off, a safety feature that all you have to do is there's a button that you just press. I think it was in the trunk or the glove box or something. You press it to reactivate the fuel. So it's easy to solve if you know what you're doing, and we didn't. And so that's what got us stuck, this horrible, ridiculous pain. But I learned something from my good friend, my dear friend and producer, Candy, who was telling me how awesome the Living Color concert was and how she enjoyed seeing them with the Rolling Stones. What was it you told me, Candy?
I didn't want to say it on the air because you would have thought I made it up. But my mom passed when I was in high school, of course, and so I inherited her car, which was an 87 Ford Tempo. That's what we used to go to the steering wheel
so
store.
You went?
I know. My friend's parents were getting divorced, so the stepdad was like, here, let me buy your love. And so we got steel wheels tickets, and so I drove Todd and I, and you know, and we had the best time.
So the Ford Tempo took you to the very concert that I got thwarted from. My biggest pain
sorry.
In my whole entire life.
Yeah.
You know, first world problems.
Well,
all
I
right,
was going
so
to school enough. For like funeral directing. So like there was a technical. Like,
no, I'm done with you.
Did automotive. So my car was always working because I had
you.
Friends.
I don't
and
need
I,
to know more.
I'm
you just,
so sorry.
So much pain.
You know what? Living Color sucked. Just kidding. They were so great.
Tell me more lies.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, man. That's awesome. I cannot believe you went into Ford Tempo. That's hilarious. Crazy.
And it ran. But it doesn't run anymore. You know, it did stop running. The roads. I'll take a quick look at our roads. In case you're going to a Living Color concert, you shouldn't have any problems.
I'll come.
You should have problems finding them. And they played at the Vinyl, too, not too long ago, and they're pretty great.
This is...
on Highway 98, we're not showing any slowdowns or delays. I haven't seen a Ford Tempo in years.
I just...
Okay, I-10, I-110, not showing any delays. If you see an accident or traffic tip, or you want to rub it into Andrew, 437-16, I heard that when I said it, text in your traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm sorry.
Be careful what you encourage.
I know. Hey, he's married, ladies.
I can't. Just to you.
All right.
To you, we're done.
I'm done. Oh, okay. So go to commercial?
Yeah.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner, and your system will be much more energy efficient, too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Edit, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. At Anderson, we know Subarus are built better, and we're not the only ones who think so. Subarus earn more IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus awards than Honda, Toyota, or Hyundai brands since 2013 as of July 2023. When it comes to safety, Subarus are better. And when it comes to longevity, well, Subaru wins there too. According to a study by Experian Automotive, Subaru leads the industry in longevity with 96% of vehicles sold in the last 10 years still on the road today. More than Honda or Toyota brands. Hands down, Subaru has the longest lasting vehicles in the automotive industry, all of which makes it easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Visit us on Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola, or shop us online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Based on Experian Automotive non-luxury vehicles in operation excluding trucks and vans versus total new registrations for model years 2013 through 2022 as of December 2022.
Quick, name two things that hiss. Did you say gas leak? If not, here are some safety tips. Look, listen, smell, and leave. Look for blowing dirt, dead plants, dry spots in moist areas, and bubbling water in creeks or ponds. Listen for a hissing sound near gas appliances or lines. Smell for a rotten egg odor. If you detect any of these signs, leave immediately and call Pensacola Energy at 850-474-5300. Snakes and cats aren't the only things that hiss. Learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com.
Keep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Johnson.
Goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield! Caught! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone! Picked off!
Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, 9 to 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I got a blueberry for a daughter.
So I've got a, this will make you laugh and cry, and it's just kind of one of those stories. But this is video, body camera video that came of an arrest, and I don't want to tell you too much more at the moment because I don't want to give away the grand fun of hearing it play out in sort of real time. But this is in Ohio. You had a woman who was arrested for drunk driving. She ran into a car, and then she took off when the cop actually saw the accident, took off after her, and gets her arrested. And I'll describe her this way. She's a very attractive young lady, 20 years old, wearing, I don't know, like a mid-cut shirt and ripped jeans. And
cute outfit, right?
Yes, very... I'll say it's sexy looking, okay? That's going to be important context for later, okay? So the beginning of the conversation...
I'm asking you questions, you answer.
Okay, and I will answer. Why did you get on me like that?
26 at quarters, it's a female. All right, step out. How much you have?
Two doubles.
Two doubles of what?
Patron.
Okay. So you are drunk.
And I'm going to keep it up with you.
I have no idea what she said there. There's a lot of that in this conversation.
I'm going to keep it up with you.
Oh, okay. All right. So she says she's had two doubles, so four Patrons.
What is your name? Stay in
Grace.
The car. Stay in the car.
Okay, I understand.
Get in the car. Get your leg in the car.
Listen, handsome man.
Get your leg in the car.
You feel some type of way because my leg ain't in the car?
Get your foot in the car. Just stop. It's what is your name?
Grace,
you feeling some type of wake of my leg not in the car?
You handsome man.
You see where this is going.
Yeah. Three doubles?
Yeah. Where at?
So six.
You did six drinks?
Six drinks of Patron.
That's why it smells
with
like that?
With a lime.
Clear.
With a lime, too?
A lime.
A lime. Yeah, six with a lime. Okay, here we go. Here's the big reveal. She's got a certain occupation.
Sir, that works in my club because I'm a stripper.
At Christie's?
Right? No.
Where?
Hustlers.
Where's that?
What do you mean, what the
Where is it? Like, where's
What do you mean, where is it? You know.
Don't
play dumb with me. I ain't that dumb.
Okay.
Don't play me like that.
Okay.
It's downtown.
Okay. That's fine.
So at least seven different officers want to report me as because I want to sleep with them because they work there.
You know, all the officers know where my club's at, right?
Oh,
no, this gets worse. No, this is just the beginning.
It does.
In your face.
What?
Only if you like it, though.
Only if you like
That's
it, though.
Question. For real.
So...
For real.
They get to the jail, and well, so you know how normally jeans are dry.
Yeah.
And if you've been drinking a lot and you're drunk and you're stuck in a car for a little while, could be that jeans aren't so dry anymore.
No, you wouldn't let me go. I couldn't hold it.
Okay.
And I. Okay, I'm coming out.
Let's just say the jeans were two colors now. That
Got
a fair
it,
way to
right,
say
sure.
It? Okay, fair enough.
Dark and light.
What's your name? Logan? You look like a Logan.
He's trying to get her to just go stand in the box by the intake area.
I have a bacterial infection.
Okay, just stand in that blue box.
I don't care.
Just stand in that blue box.
Okay, all right, and then...
Can I take it off?
No, leave it on.
And I am.
Leave it on. Grace, just
stop.
She's
just trying to take her jeans off.
I'm going to get a female leg here.
Well, get it.
She thinks she's at work.
Just stay there.
No,
just stay there.
I want to take them off.
Okay.
I don't want to be my.
so I just want to take them all off. Come on now.
You wouldn't try me.
Stay
ever.
In the blue box.
No, hold on.
Stay in the blue box.
You want to taste me?
No.
Do it.
Stay in the blue box.
I like it kinky.
Stay in the blue box.
Okay, I got to play it again because it's... Okay. We had a candy interference. Go on.
You want to taste me?
No.
Do it.
Stay in the blue box.
I like it kinky.
Stay in the blue box, Grace.
Don't.
Stay in the blue box. Step back.
You can touch
Step
me.
Step back.
You touch me.
I love, this is my favorite line in the whole thing. You ready? Officer friendly. No, you got to pay attention. Officer, so she's, tase me, I like it kinky. You can touch me, it's okay. I'm trying to take my jeans off, and he's like. Just like, this job. Oh my God. And so he's trying to find a female. The jail's like evacuated. Like there's not a person anywhere in. It's got, I mean, I thought it was daytime, but anyway.
Just stay in that blue box.
No.
Look.
No.
Yes.
You don't want me here. You don't want me here.
It's a fine line. It's a quick turn.
Stay in the blue box.
No. Get the f*** away from me.
Just stay there.
Get the f*** away from me.
You didn't catch my abductor? I don't even know what that was, but I guess, you know. So there was no tasing. There was no touching. He was trying to put a glove on because, understandably.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that went dark too fast,
though. Yeah, no,
I thought that was funny, though.
Yeah,
at first,
funny,
hey, you handsome man, you want to touch me?
Yeah,
tase me. I like
and
it.
And then it's not good at the end. So
she was like, tase me,
couple,
bro.
Couple of lessons. Number one, cops deal with stuff you don't deal with.
Go on, Professor. Preach it.
I mean, and now he's got to go clean up his car. I mean, you know, cops deal with stuff you don't deal with. Number two, don't drink and drive. Yeah. And, you know, number three, stay in school. Okay, that's my lesson. 626 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives. What's that word?
Nothing. Yeah, man, you got to play that again in the 7 o'clock.
What's your name? Logan. You look like a Logan.
How do I sound loud? It's brought to you by Torgus & Causey. If you need help planning your business benefits, let Torgus & Causey help lead the way. Go to tcbenefitsgroup.com. 9 Mile not showing any issues. Mobile Highway is clear through Beulah and Pensacola. Dog Track Road is clear. No issues on Blue Angel Highway. And I don't think I've ever met an uneducated exotic dancer. I'm just saying.
Okay.
You can
well,
go to college,
you know,
and still be one.
You can.
You don't know she didn't go to college.
Okay.
But do stay in school, kids. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependent.
Get your flag in the car.
Listen, handsome man.
Six 627 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom. How'd you experience all that, David?
Handsome man.
All I can say is... thank goodness for all of our law enforcement
Absolutely.
Officers, our jailers. I'm sure they all have stories like that. It's unfortunate Chip Simmons isn't in here today.
I'm
yeah,
sure all of my all of our week. Cop friends who are listening right now are like,
that's
bro, you
nothing.
Don't. That's a yeah. that's a 2 on a 10.
I'm sure
that's
they
a
all have a story like
yes,
that. You
yes.
know, at each
every
and every
day.
One.
Well,
yeah.
that's what we should ask. Who do we have on next, Mike Wood?
Yeah.
Oh,
there we go.
I got this, guys. I got it.
Go ahead, David.
Volodymyr Zelensky is going to be in Washington, D.C. today, meeting with President Biden at the White House. He'll also meet with lawmakers on Capitol Hill and military leaders at the Pentagon. President Biden reportedly creating a new White House office for gun violence prevention. The Washington Post says this office will coordinate their efforts to reduce gun violence. And the mayor of Eagle Pass, Texas, Andrew, says they've been flooded with thousands of migrants yesterday and this morning. Mayor Rolando Salinas Jr. there has declared a state of emergency in the town. He says over 2,500 migrants crossed the Rio Grande yesterday after the razor wire that was put across the river had been cut. So they wow. said it opened the floodgates and thousands of people came in.
Wow. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, we just got a text in. Somebody says, oh, man, I'm having patrol flashbacks. This is exactly how 20-something drunk girls are. And, yes, she's a tame one. My God, wow. 629 here on News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home and, you know, you want advice, you want input, you want to bounce ideas off somebody, just find out if now is the right time. And, you know, Christina Leavenworth, she's honestly just fantastic. And kind of what you know, there's all kinds of things I can tell you about her, and I have. Over the years, we've talked about her. I've been a friend with her for a long time. But one of the things is just like that above and beyond attitude. There was this one review I was reading at the Levin Rinke Realty site written by Merle and Barb, where they basically say, you know, we had some changes in our life. We had to move out to be close to our kids. We left the state. She helped us sell our house. It only took 4 days, you know. And then after the sale, we had some issues with the storm shutters, and she resolved it after we had gone. Like, she took care of it, like, above and beyond. You just can't go wrong if you use her for your next home purchase or sale. And that's what I have learned from her so many times is it's all these little extra things that she just does them all right, takes care of people, and goes the extra mile. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. What do you have coming up next, David?
Well, it looks like D.R. Horton may be ending negotiations on the OLF-8 property. More after Fox.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. Russia launching attacks across Ukraine today, hours before President Volodymyr Zelensky meets with President Biden to call for more air defense systems for Ukraine. But some Republicans aren't on board. Senator Josh Hawley is one of them.
We shouldn't be spending a dime more on Ukraine. We need an accounting of every dime that has been spent so far.
A heated hearing before the House Judiciary Committee Wednesday as Republicans grilled Attorney General Merrick Garland over alleged politicization of the Justice Department. Fox's David Spunt.
Republicans repeatedly pressed Garland about the failed Hunter Biden plea deal, arguing it amounts to a dual system of justice.
Garland insists the DOJ applies the same law to all Americans, including Hunter Biden. A federal judge struck down his request to appear virtually for his arraignment on a federal gun charge on October 3rd. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is 72 degrees and partly cloudy in Pensacola. D.R. Horton pulling out of negotiations for the OLF-8 property. We learn more from News Radio's Joe Ford.
In a letter from the office representing the company, attorney Chris Gill tells Allison Rogers the current master plan that exists for the property does not allow for Horton to pursue a financially viable development. He goes on to say the engineering, due diligence, and governmental approvals necessary to make the project feasible cannot be accomplished in the county's desired time frame. Now, last month, the county received a $40 million offer from Tampa-based Eisenhower Property Group. However, that was for all 540 acres. Escambia County leaders plan to hold back 250 dedicated to job creation. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Joe. And the Reap Lodge Transitional Center is going to be forced to close after all. Executive Director Vinnie Wibbs confirmed that news this week, saying Reap has now been unsuccessful in solidifying the funding that they need to stay open. Last month, the Escambia County Board of Commissioners provided $15,000 to cover rent and utilities. Wibbs says it takes around $30,000 a month for them to operate. He says they do expect to be able to relocate all the women and children at the shelter to other REAP facilities. The majority will be moving to the Maxwell Respite House, or Respite Center, over the next week. Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office announcing that another drug house has been forfeited. This one located at 5912 Congress Street in Midway.
We have responded to this trailer behind us 76 times. And that's for everything from warrant services. We've served two search warrants here. We've arrested people out of the house, and they continue to sell drugs. They kept doing it.
And right after Sheriff Bob Johnson announced that forfeiture yesterday, the mobile home was torn down by an excavator. Two suspects, Damian Cleish and Sandra Al-Sayed, were previously arrested on drug trafficking charges. Johnson and Santa Rosa County Commission Chairman Colton Wright say that property will be transformed into an affordable housing opportunity. Well, just in time for the holidays, Delta says they're going to be starting nonstop service from Pensacola's International Airport to New York's LaGuardia Airport in November. They'll be flying the route 6 days a week in November and switch over to daily service in December. Generally, the flight should depart from Pensacola just after 2 p.m. and arrive at LaGuardia 5:41 Eastern Time. And on the flip side, flights will leave LaGuardia at 11:15 Eastern and arrive in Pensacola at 1:24 Central. The service will be flown by Endeavor Air on a CRJ-900 plane with either 70- or 76-seat configurations. Well, heads up, next month FEMA is conducting a nationwide test of the emergency alert system. wireless, and also the wireless emergency alert system. This is going to be happening Wednesday, October 4th at 1:20 p.m. Central Time. The WEA portion will be directed to all cell phones, and the test message will display in either English or Spanish, and depending on your phone's language settings there. The EAS portion of that test will be sent to radios and televisions. In the event that the test is postponed due to severe weather, the backup test date would be October 11th. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
Sure. Yeah, that's wild about D.R. Horton. That threw me.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. That threw me. Berry Hill, Dogwood, Hamilton Bridge Road not showing any delays. Northrop Anderson Lane and Willard Norris Road also checking in without delays. This is brought to you by Executive Landscaping for traffic on the fives. Big enough to get that job done, small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for your no hassle estimate. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Another day with partly cloudy skies. You may even run into a rain shower or two. Rain chance sits at about 20% for today. A little bit less than what we saw yesterday, but maybe keep an umbrella around just in case. Highs in the upper 80s. On Friday, the sunshine returns. We'll have low temperatures in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Highs once again into the upper 80s. And this weekend, early look, has lots of sunshine in the forecast. Highs near 90. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
72 in Pensacola, 74 in Gulf Breeze, 70 in Milton. And our next news at 7 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Fed officials surprised markets by signaling interest rates won't fall as much as previously planned. In their projections and commentary, some officials hinted that rates might be higher not just for longer, but forever. This matters to any investor, business, or household whose plans depend on interest rates over a decade or longer. The Federal Trade Commission has disclosed new details in its lawsuit against Amazon to publicly name three executives who the agency says played a key role in a scheme to enroll customers unwittingly in the company's Prime program and make it difficult for them to cancel their subscription. Yesterday, the agency amended a lawsuit it filed in June with additional details of Amazon's efforts to sign up and keep Prime customers. The agency also unredacted parts of its initial complaint. The agency says that three executives were aware of the company's misconduct and chose not to act. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Financial literacy isn't taught in our elementary classrooms, and parents lack the resources to teach it at home. But now the kids can learn about finance thanks to Be Sensible Smart and BCS-Kids.com. The Sensibles are a team of animated superheroes who help kids age 6 through 12 develop smart money habits in a fun way. Buy a subscription for your loved ones, and each month they'll get a kit in the mail with an entertaining DVD, comic book, and activities. Get 20% off using promo code CENT when you visit BCS-Kids.com.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Wes Moreno is the Escambia County Administrator, joins us every Thursday to tell us what's going on in the county, and we ask him all the whatever questions are lingering and out there, and including things that are going to be on the schedule if there happens to be a meeting like there is this morning. Wes, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's great to be here.
Oh, it's good to have you. Hey, let's start with a couple of things that are really in your wheelhouse because you were the roads guy. That's where you came from, your background. The town hall that Commissioner Bergosh had on Monday talking about the Perdido Key roundabout seemed to me like the takeaway was if we can build a bypass that goes from westbound Johnson Beach Road to northbound Perdido Key Drive, that would really solve a lot of problems. If we can make a bypass going from south to west, that would probably also work. But there you've got to get some beach mouse habitat maybe granted to you. Either both of those cost, what are we looking at?
I'm not sure about the cost just yet. What we're trying to do is just nail down the feasibility with the right-of-way and like you said, the beach mouse habitat. And I think there's even some FDP stuff with conservation, but Chris Phillips is still continuing to work that, and we'll see what alternatives we can bring, and then we'll put an estimate to it. So, you know, I think so. Part of the gist also was when you come into the roundabout, slow down a little bit, and it makes it a little more able to be accomplished to navigate through it. But we're going to continue to look at those alternatives, and then we'll put some estimates together, and we'll present them, and we'll see where we go.
Yeah, it was interesting to me the note that slowing down has been overaccomplished. At least sometimes, right. And I think it's funny that right in the Google view, if you look on it, there's tire treads right across the middle of it. Like, that's not the first time that's happened, unfortunately. Going north of there a little bit, Sorrento Road, he also talked about that pretty extensively during the meeting. And we're in a PD&E now for $2 million to four-lane it from Blue Angel all the way to Gulf Beach Highway. But if the PD&E proves out, the projected cost here is not small, right?
No, it's not small at all. I don't know what the big number is in the end, but it will not be a small number at all, no.
I think he mentioned, he said 100 and something, 113, 118, something like that. And that would be like if you signed the contract today, let alone what it might be in a year or two, right?
Correct. That's right. The more time goes by, the more expensive it gets.
But in the meantime, they've done some, pavement extensions and then put in those little, nubs or bumps or whatever, so that if you cross the center line or you cross the outside line, you at least alerted to it, which has been kind of the problem on Sorrento Road, is people overreacting when they discover they've crossed something, right?
Yeah, that's right. You put those RPMs down and... You see them kind of on the interstate sometimes, in different mm-hmm. play or different other roadways, FDOT roadways. When you drift over a little bit, you'll hear that like a rumble strip type effect.
Well, you know, it might be the least intrusive, least expensive alternative, but if it makes a difference, it makes a difference. I'll take that for sure. Big news came out in the last day. D.R. Horton's pulling out of the OLFA project, right?
They are. When they missed a deadline, they gave us a communication says, hey, we're going to have something to you by the end of the week, and that was 3-4 weeks ago, so it wasn't really all that unexpected. Everybody we've spoken with, and they are the only ones that we've really been in serious back and forth with. But everybody seems to be concerned about the master plan and the design specifications and allowable uses. They seem to find, unanimously, well, we just don't think it's going to be financially achievable for us to be successful. So that's going to be a challenge. It's something that we need to make some decisions about internally. And then, but we'll keep talking with different people, and we'll just see how it goes. You know, we're all always optimistic. I mean, it's a great piece of property. We got a lot of potential out there, and so we're looking. We get a phone call every now and then, but nothing's really been serious. No letters of interest or anything like that.
Okay. Well, I thought there was one other that was kind of like still interested. Am I wrong about that? Kennedy is the name I have in my head, but I don't know if that's right.
Well, we get aspect of the Eisenhower Group.
Oh, okay. There, other president. Sorry.
They sent a letter of interest, but they really haven't followed up with anything else.
Okay. All right. So that's more of a probe, not really a serious offer or anything like that. All right.
Yeah, that's right.
One of the things I was kind of surprised because, you know, we haven't had a committee of the whole in forever, like a year now. And I thought we were going to have one because when they talked about parking regulations, and then, of course, Commissioner Bergosh wants to have a standalone apartment, discussion about an ordinance related to apartments, I was anticipating we'd have a cow on Tuesday, but we canceled that one. I mean, that seemed like they were ready to – we're just not ready to do those conversations, or?
Yeah, we're not quite ready for that one yet.
Okay.
Joy Blattman is putting getting some information together. And once we have all of our data and information, then we'll schedule one and we'll have one.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I know there's just – you know, people are sending me videos of around UWF, and, of course, you know, the apartment complex that's popping up over there on Perdido. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just these are issues that, need to be addressed. So, I look forward to that conversation. We're talking to Wes Moreno. He is the Escambia County Administrator. Wes, hang on for just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And we're not showing any slowdowns or delays. Chase, Gregory, Garden, and Palafox all checking in clear. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Wes Moreno. A couple of good news items, I think. One is we got some new fire trucks, new fire apparatus, right?
We did. We got three of them in, and they're in service, and we're looking forward to getting more in. We're actually putting some information together right now to order maybe 3 to 4 more. And so some of the stuff that we've ordered is finally hitting the streets, and we're happy about that.
Are we seeing, you know, there were these huge backlogs in ordering things and equipment during COVID. And, of course, even if you got it, you maybe weren't so happy you got it. You know, we had all the trouble with the Pierce trucks. Has any of that alleviated? I know we hear about, like, the intersection changes at, where is it? Oh, right by the Perdido Key Golf Course. That is still waiting, some of the electrical stuff that's all on back order. Are we seeing an improvement in that problem, or is it still kind of where it was?
It's still kind of where it was.
Okay.
What one of my public works guy, Jimmy Higgins, is doing is they're doing a fantastic job of really beating the streets, if you will, finding stuff that's on the ground, finding stuff that other cities or counties have ordered. Now they can't afford it or they don't want it.
Okay.
So it's available. We're taking a lot of those, looking at a lot of those strategies to try to expedite a little bit. But if you just put an order in, just put your order in, it's going to take maybe 2 years.
Okay, like that one, I think, New York, where it didn't work out for them, but it's perfect for us. You know, finding the floor model, so to speak, that, you know, we can certainly use right now. We'll take it. You also had a fairly, I think, huge success that I don't think anybody else has mentioned yet. You were telling me about this. The last of the unions is solved. Is that right?
Yeah, so it's been a 2-year thing ever since I've been in this role. We've been negotiating with the Amalgamated Transit Union, which is the union that represents Escambia County Area Transit. And we've been in talks and negotiations and talks. They've had votes where they didn't ratify the contract. Then they came in and said, well, we agree to everything, but we just want a couple of phrases changed. And then they didn't schedule a ratification vote. And so then they want to meet one more time face-to-face. So we met for an hour last Friday. And the result of that meeting was last Sunday they held a ratification vote. And they did approve. They ratified the contract. So
wow.
It's on the agenda today. It's for the board to ratify the contract. And that will seal the deal. And it's going to go a long way to really help the area transit system. It really brings them to the county's policies, procedures, and just the way we do things. That's been a struggle. You know, the employees were used to such a different system for so many years.
Right.
And some of them were struggling to kind of get their mind wrapped around, you know, how's this really going to work? But it's going to be good for ECAT. It's going to be good for the employees. It's going to be good for the management team over there. And I think it's one of the biggest last steps that we needed to really start moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, it finalizes the ECAT integration into the county, and it's the last of the unions that you've managed to oversee negotiations to get solutions and a signature on. So, I mean, congratulations, honestly. We've got a new chief information officer. Is this different from being IT director? Russell Clark, I think, is the guy's name.
His name is Russell Clark. He's coming to us from Rutgers University. He's got a very extensive background. And, yeah, I'm going to see this role is different than just an IT director. He is, I got to tell you, he's already engaged. He'll be here October the 2nd. He's already engaged. I'm sending him things, and we had some questions yesterday about hardware purchase, and we, you know, gave him some information. He called down, started asking questions, and he goes, hey, you know, don't just hang off. And so I'm going to drop that item today on the agenda and wait for him to get here, but I think you're going to see a very, very high level of professionalism and a very high level of leadership coming in that role, and I'm super excited about it. We've been in talks with him for a couple months, back and forth, and I think we finally got some things worked out, and I think he's just going to be fantastic for us.
You've also got, and maybe help me understand, I just make sure I've got it right, the big move for Baptist is coming up this weekend. We know the county's very involved in that. Obviously, EMS is very involved in that. But there's an item on there to approve a deal with Leon County, Tallahassee area. What are they doing? They're providing ambulances for us as part of the move. Is that right?
Yeah, they're going to send two ambulances. Okay. Oculus is going to send two as well.
Oh, nice. All right.
And just to enhance our ability to make the move and keep our level of service going as well.
Extra capacity to make sure that, you can't just suddenly take a whole bunch of ambulances out of regular service and not have it impact EMS availability. So supplying from the outside, that makes perfect sense to me. Somebody had wanted me to ask you, the Interstate Circle Bridge is going to get rebuilt. That's good news. And then also the Bob Sykes Fishing Pier, somebody had asked me, what's the status there? What's being done? When's that going to be done, if at all?
So there's a couple components to that. The original plan was to incorporate it into the roadway there, the beach access roadway.
Oh, okay.
That was the original plan.
Like to connect to that new road that goes on the east side of Via de Luna that goes up to the...
Correct.
Okay, got it.
Correct. And what they found was the superstructure underneath the deck was just really deteriorated. So what we've done is secure $2.1 million of restore money, which will help us design and repair the understructure, the superstructure, if you will. And then we have a NERDA grant of about $1 million to come in and address everything on top of the deck, if you will, make it ADA compatible and all of those things. So we're, I guess, basically in design on the superstructure. I think the deck that sits on superstructure, I believe, has already been designed or almost complete. So we'll move forward with construction once we get the undercarriage, if you will, designed. And you'll see it'll be a little bit, maybe another year and a half.
Okay, so it's in process, found problems that you didn't know you had, but found solutions for them, working on design, and give it a year and a half, and it should be back in operation. That's great news. Okay.
Yep.
Got to build it right. You don't want to have to rebuild it. We know that. Wes Moreno, he is the Escambia County Administrator. As always, Wes, thank you so much for running the county. Thanks for spending some time with us, answering my questions, and just keeping people informed about all the different things that the county is doing, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, Andrew. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Have a good meeting today. 6:53 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's a celebration. Join us for the Impact 100 20th Anniversary Celebration on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Brownsville Community Center. This event is a celebration to honor two decades of empowering women and transforming lives in our community. Presented by Kia Autosport and Sandy Sansing Dealerships. Limited tickets are available, so visit Impact100Pensacola.org to buy your ticket today.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
More news, more talk with Mark Lee Van Kevin Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
For gallon of gas, 386. Florida average is 365. If you're in Mississippi, it's 329. In California, it's 579. If you're in Navarre, 332 east of the Walmart, 333 west of the Walmart. If you're in Tiger Point, 333 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, 355 in proper. In Milton, 338 at the Raceway, 336 P Ridge at the Murphy, and 339 at the Circle K going through Pace. Oh, sorry, that's the Raceway. Excuse me. Double check. I'm going on memory here. Yep, sure enough, that's the Raceway. If you're into Pensacola, on 9 Mile, 325 at the Walmart, on 9 Mile, 329 at the US 29 Murphy. That's 20 cents better than everywhere else in the Mississippi. 15 cents better than everywhere else. That one's come down. If you're coming in from the southwest side, I get a lot of no informations. That's not a good sign. 336, I guess, at the Murphy on Navy is your best price. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price on your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. Oh, man, I was just watching a guy on TV who did a better catch than I did. He was at the ballpark with a kid in his left hand, and a home run comes to him in the bleachers, and he catches it with his right hand. Probably broke a bone. Don't ever catch a ball with your bare hands.
Yeah,
I did that, but on a bounce. And I made, you know, CNN. It was fun. Oh, yeah, this is way
That's
back
cool.
in the day. I had
oh,
Spencer.
Wow.
I had Spencer in my right hand? Left hand, thinking about it. Right, he was in my right hand, and I caught it with my left hand. Yeah, but it was on a bounce.
You were holding a baby, and you caught a ball?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know. David went. Oh, sorry.
Wow.
Did we do traffic?
No, but roads are fine. That's cool, man. Wow.
Fun times. John Mabry. John Mabry hit that ball.
I don't know who that is.
I know.
29 accident-free, 90 is fine for Milton into Pace into Pensacola. If you see an accident or a slowdown, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Austrian lawmakers are calling for the release of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. An Australian delegation was in Washington, D.C. yesterday asking the U.S. to drop its attempts to extradite Assange from a British prison. And Andrew, I'm still learning more about this situation on the border in Eagle Pass, Texas.
Yeah.
The town has declared a state of emergency there. There were some reports that there were a few thousand migrants. There's some other reports it could be up to 11,000 migrants that have crossed here in the last day or so. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott, he shared a video showing that the razor wire was actually cut by Border Patrol agents.
Oh. Wow. Okay. All right, David. Thanks so much for the update. Is Tom Brady future news? Is Tom Brady going to go play for the Jets? There's apparently a rumor. We were joking about that.
Yeah, maybe.
No, I don't think so. And will the Perdido Key roundabout get improvements over the next year or two?
Sure.
Yeah, I think so.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.